How many times would you say your dog and her dog played?
Hundreds of times.
A surprise attack on a service animal.
He lunged and went after Kiwi. And first he grabbed her by the throat. She stood there and would not get him off of her.
And reassuring words were meaningless.
Cassandra always told me he would never hurt Kiwi. And because we were friends, I trusted it.
Dogs are animals. You never know how they are going to interact with each other.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Kelly Boyd and Christopher Pate are suing their former friend, Cassandra Waldron, for vet bills after her dog, Scooter, attacked their dog, Kiwi.
Order. All rise. Case number 580 on the calendar, in the matter of Boyd Pate versus Waldron.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Boyd, this is your dog.
Yes, ma'am.
Which one of these two ladies is your friend?
Cassandra.
And you visited her frequently, and she also has a dog.
Yes.
How many times would you say you have been to Miss Waldron's home with your dog and her dog played?
Hundreds of times.
Never a problem?
No, ma'am.
And then there was a problem one day during a visit, and it is your claim that her dog bit yours, and you want her to be responsible for all of the vet bills. She's already contributed to some of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, of the 100 times, I assume this was the last time you took your dog to her
house.
Yes,
ma'am.
And you were an invited guest.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening.
What had happened was I was going there to take them to the grocery store. And since Mike was still getting ready, she says, why don't we take the dogs in the backyard, get them to go to potty. We were playing balls with them. Scooter and Kiwi were digging a hole. Everything was fine. Harley, which is her other pit bull, was in there. We had no problems. We decided to go ahead and have them sit by the gate so that they could go back in the house so we could get ready to go to the store. When we opened the gate, that's when something triggered in Scooter's head, and he lunged and went after Kiwi. And first he grabbed her by the throat, and then he just had a hold of her. Cassandra was standing right beside, hollering at him to stop. We couldn't get him off of her. I ran into the house to get Mike. Mike at that time had heard the dog fight, and he was the one that had to get Scooter off of her. And when Mike got Scooter off of her, she was bloody, and he had to lift her up over his head to give her to me. And I ran to that point to my car and put her in my car and ran over to my friend's house, because at that time I was in shock.
Well, why do you think that they're responsible for your vet bills?
Because when I went the very next day to talk to her about the vet bill. She told me she was 100% responsible.
Well, but
because it happened on her property. We were guests.
So your dogs had been playing hundreds of times. There's never
right.
been an incident. The dogs got into a dog fight. What negligence on her part are you ascribing?
Kiwi didn't do anything to instigate the fight. She didn't do anything. I don't know what happened, but Scooter just turned and went after. And when we were trying to get him off of her, she just stood there and would not get him off of her. Wouldn't help me or anything. You know, she is my service dog. I rely on her. Without her, I would not be able to leave my home.
This doesn't have anything to do with why she's liable for your vet bills. I mean, if you say to me that she had one dangerous dog that she didn't tell you about and she allowed you to bring your service dog there, she would be responsible. But you were there, according to you, with the dog hundreds of times without incident.
Right.
We had seen previously, Your Honor, when all of us would take the animals to a dog park, we had seen cases where Scooter would be aggressive towards other animals, but it was usually other animals that came around, not towards those he considered friendly. So we hadn't seen anything that showed us that he would attack Kiwi or injure her in any way.
So you felt comfortable continuing to bring your dog there. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do, Your Honor.
Dogs are animals. We never know how they are going to interact with each other. I mean, you said, you know, you've seen her dog in a dog park acting in an aggressive sort of manner with other dogs, but not dogs that the dog knows.
Right.
You don't know dogs.
I mean, I've seen him be aggressive, and Cassandra always told me, you know what? He would never hurt you. He would never hurt Kiwi. And because we were friends, I trusted him.
Ridiculous. That sounds ridiculous. If you've seen a dog being aggressive and the owner says, oh, no, but he likes girls, he only is aggressive to boys, that would not make me feel comfortable. And the fact that the owner of the dog says, no, 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 he likes short girls. He doesn't like tall girls. He doesn't like boys, but he likes short girls. Would never bite a short girl. Bitten a tall girl and bitten a boy, but would ever bite you. Well, that's ridiculous.
If I may, Your Honor, this isn't just a friendship. They actually stayed with us in our home for 2 weeks. The dogs lived amongst us, and we never had a problem with them fighting.
Perfect. What I'm telling you is there has to be some negligence. What your wife said was, well, I was an invited guest in her house, and therefore whatever happens in her house, she's responsible for. Well, what I'm saying to you is that's not always true. If you were walking in their house and you fell, and if it was not her fault or a result of some negligence, you wouldn't be able to sue her. Do you understand? You have to tell me what negligence there was on her part, because she's not an absolute insurer. I don't know what happened. Did you see what happened between the two dogs?
Yes, what
okay.
I could see.
Okay, tell me what you saw.
I saw that basically that Kiwi had bitten Scooter on the nose. And that
Kiwi, that's Kiwi?
Kiwi is Kelly Boyd's dog, yes, ma'am.
Had bitten your dog on the nose?
Yes.
And you saw that?
Yes, ma'am.
And then?
And then it just escalated from there.
Okay. Did you see a bite on the nose aggressively, or was it playing?
I couldn't tell initially, but then there was blood. I could see the red enough, and I can distinguish the red from the blood between the red of his nose enough to know that it was, in fact, blood. Yes, ma'am.
What I'm asking you was, they were playing ball outside. Was it an aggressive or not, or you didn't see?
I couldn't tell that.
You
part,
couldn't
no.
tell. Okay. How much were the vet bills?
Total vet bill, $2,326.
And how much money did the defendant give you towards the vet bills?
$800 total. But she had agreed to pay all of it.
Well, that would be the only thing that would contractually bind her if she agreed to pay the vet bills. Did she agree to pay the vet bills before you took the dog to the vet?
She agreed after and during the time she was at the vet, including accepting responsibility because her dog was getting old and senile. She said this is a problem and she knew she would have to put him down. I have this in writing, ma'am.
Your wife went there with your dog. Do you understand?
Yes.
Hundreds of times. Your wife knew how old the dog was, right?
10 years old.
Okay. Now, the only question I have, Miss Waldron, is did you in fact indicate that you were going to pay the vet bills?
I indicated that I would assist her because I knew she did not have a lot of money and I did not have a lot of money.
Well, tell me what you said to her when you mean you assisted her.
I said that I would pay.
Look at me, don't look up there.
I said that I would pay half and she told me that her bill was $1,200. I agreed to pay $600. I was never shown a vet bill. I was never told a total other than $1,200.
Do you have anything to demonstrate to me that you agreed to pay for half?
I do not have any on me.
Do you have anything?
I do.
Do you have something that where she agreed to pay for
yes,
all?
Yes, ma'am,
of it?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Oh, she doesn't agree to pay the vet bill. She said, I will help pay the vet bill in any way I can. And she also says that Kiwi, which is your dog, bit up his muzzle.
She
but nothing too serious.
Just defending herself, Your Honor.
Just a second. But nothing too serious. And she paid $800.
Yes.
You have anything else to demonstrate to me that she agreed to pay the vet bills?
Your Honor, I went over there the next day to discuss the vet bill with her right after Kiwi had her surgery. I told her, I said, at current time, the bill is only $1,200, but it will increase because of the surgery. She said, look, I'm 100% responsible for this. I will pay it. She offered to pay $100 a week. And I said, look, I know you can't afford that. $25 a week, that I'm happy with that. She agreed to that.
Okay. Now, did you pay in $25 increments?
Not exactly. I paid what I could when I could. I told her that I would help her because we were friends. I do have proof of payment if you would like to see it.
Of $800?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm giving you credit for $800.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I have absolutely no proof that you agreed to pay 100% of the vet bills, nor are you liable for 100% of the vet bills. I think what you probably meant was I will help any way that I can, which is what you say, which is the only thing that you say in here.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that she's legally responsible for any of your vet bills, but I do think she agreed to pay for some. And I think that probably you would be happy if I said to you, I think you should pay for half.
Yes,
I think that she has a responsibility for her own dog. She took the dog there hundreds of times without incident.
And she continued
to take the dog. So the balance is $350. Yes. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're finished. Thank you.
I did have a counterclaim.
I don't have to entertain your counterclaim. Your counterclaim asks for the return of the money that you paid her.
And for
and
harassment,
so I'm
ma'am.
What I'm telling you is you're going to pay her another $350, which are half of the vet bills.
Okay.
So that takes care of your counterclaim. For me to hear that your counterclaim would be stupid now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
I don't know. That's the deal. I don't know. I did find out later.
She bit him on the face. She bit his nose.
Of a situation that happened that I had no knowledge of.
He, of course, he's going to retaliate, and he's a dog.
That he had previously attacked other animals.
I, you know, never meant for any of this to happen. I mean, I felt.
Screaming will be in my head forever.
Yeah, glad everything's okay. I'm glad this is over with, and I just want to go home.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Marshall versus Pritchard, step forward.
19-year-old Nikki Marshall and her husband, Bradley, are suing their former friend and roommate, 20-year-old Angel Pritchett, for the return of a security deposit and stolen property.
Miss Marshall, let me see if I understand this. You and the defendant, and perhaps another girl or two, signed a lease on an apartment.
Yes, ma'am.
And you signed the lease in what month and year?
October 17th, 2017.
And that lease was for 1 year?
Yes.
You broke the lease by moving out?
Yes, ma'am.
On what date?
I can't remember the exact date.
Tell me the month.
Around December.
What month?
It was November of 2017, on the 21st.
So a month later, you broke the lease.
I was there for about 3 months.
Well, if you moved in October and you moved out November 21st, you were there for a month and some.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you broke the lease.
Yes, ma'am.
You had originally put down the security deposit on the apartment.
Yes, ma'am.
And there is no question on the other side. How much did you put down in security deposit?
$988.
Now, did you find another roommate right away?
No, Your Honor.
When did you find another roommate?
January of 2018.
Now, the reason you moved out is that you moved in with this gentleman who then became your husband.
No, ma'am. I moved back in with my grandmother. We just met back and got married around March.
Now, you want to tell me why you moved out of the apartment back with your grandmother?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We were moving stuff down to the car, and next thing we had known, the door was being shut, locked, and proceeded to get messages saying either $250 or half the food.
Of course, you hadn't paid any rent, and you had already stiffed them once for that sort of extortion. Did you give her the money?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Nikki and Bradley Marshall say their former friend and roommate, Angel Pritchett, forced them out of their apartment and stole their belongings.
Now, you want to tell me why you moved out of the apartment back with your grandmother?
My grandmother wanted me back home because I told her of everything that was going on. She was concerned because when I was living there, there weren't like no heat in my room. And yes, Angel has told me like how to keep the room warm, but that was like until later I actually told her about it.
Well, that's neither here nor there. You had no right to sign a lease and stick them with your rent. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Because they had to pay the rent. Now, how many girls were you all together?
It was like me, her, and a man, her ex-boyfriend.
So there were three of you all together?
Yes, ma'am.
Three bedrooms?
No, two bedrooms.
You had one bedroom, she and the boyfriend had the other?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but then you married your husband and then you had no place to go, so you wanted to move back in?
Yes, I asked her.
And you moved back in on what date?
Around March 16th of 2018.
And how long did you stay?
Only 10 days.
Part of your lawsuit seeks your security deposit back that you put down.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't get it back. You broke the lease.
Okay.
And they didn't have a roommate, she says, until January. They certainly couldn't get one November 21st when you moved out. How much was your share of the rent?
I think it was 100 and something. I can't remember because it was divided by three. The rent was 475.
The whole rent was 475?
Yes, the whole rent. She divided up by three of us. That's how we did
it. Oh, then you definitely get money back. $158, and she put down $998? Actually, she paid her part of the rent in November, and you got a roommate in January, so you were out the month of December, correct? That's what you just told me. She paid in November, she moved out in November, you told me you got a new roommate in January, which means you were out her rent of $158 for only 1 month.
Your Honor, she had paid for
October's month. She did not pay for November.
Did not pay November?
Did not pay November.
Oh, do you have proof that you paid November's rent? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. I only have what I paid on the apartment. I gave her the money for the rent to pay.
316. That's, even that is 2 months. I'll buy it, but she didn't pay. 316 is 2, is 7, is 672. You have to give her back from the security because you weren't out any money at that point. Now, how long did you live in the apartment?
I lived there for a total of 5 months, Your Honor.
And then you broke the lease?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get your security back?
No, ma'am. I have documentation on that.
They didn't get the security back, then you don't get your security back. I'd like to see it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They didn't take it.
No, ma'am. But I do have multiple messages showing multiple times to come and get it and that their stuff will be left there with the door unlocked for them to come and get it the next day. And they had...
Just one second.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Nikki and Bradley Marshall say their former friend and roommate, Angel Pritchett, forced them out of their apartment and stole their belongings.
Now, how long did you live in the apartment?
I lived there for a total of 5 months, Your Honor.
And then you broke the lease?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get your security back?
No, ma'am.
They didn't get the security back, then you don't get your security back. I'd like to see it.
And the documentation.
You moved out in April?
Yes, ma'am.
And the security deposit of $475 was not returned?
Yes, ma'am.
So the security deposit was $475?
Yes, ma'am.
It was only $475, and the lease was broken, so they didn't return the security deposit. Period. What's the issue? Somebody tell me what the issue is?
He added in the rent, because half of the rent, because we moved in there half of the month.
Oh, I don't care. Didn't get the security deposit back. Okay. Now, what property do you claim was taken without your permission?
I actually have an itemized list of all the stuff.
I'm not doing an itemized list. Tell me about why it was taken.
We don't know exactly why it was taken, but well, she had told us to move out on April 2nd. We had complied.
Okay, you moved out.
We were moving stuff down to the car, and next thing we had known, we had the doors being shut, locked, and proceeded to get messages saying either $250 or half the food.
Of course, you hadn't paid any rent. Is that correct?
Well, what was saying the first...
Just a second.
Okay.
Answer is you hadn't paid any rent.
Yes.
Right. And you had already stiffed them once. So she said you want your stuff. Well, that's sort of extortion. Did you give her the money?
No.
I'd like to take a look at this list of stuff that you say. She doesn't live there anymore. And if she doesn't have any of your stuff, she doesn't have it. But I'll take it. The only thing that I'm interested in here is the 32-inch flat-screen TV. When they moved out, where was the TV?
It was in their bedroom, Your Honor.
They didn't take it?
No, ma'am. But I do have multiple messages showing multiple times to come and get it.
May I see that, please?
And in several of them, before we moved out, we told them that we were going to move and that their stuff will be left there with the door unlocked for them to come and get it the next day. And they had...
Just one second.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, on what date did you go to the house, sir?
I can't remember the exact date. I know it was about April 10th, April 11th.
Not too long after they moved out. That they told you they were moving out April 6th, right? Why didn't you go April 6th? Why didn't you go April 7th? Why?
Well, we didn't know exactly when they were moving out. Whenever we had got there to pick up our stuff, they were gone and
$672 is what ordinarily I would give you, but you're not entitled to any money. You all broke the lease, and the deposit wasn't $988. It was $475. The landlord did not return that because of the broken lease. And if you didn't go get your stuff, that's your problem. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
Why is that excused when they step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it was very fair.
Didn't turn out the way we thought it would.
We owe them $5,000. That is them speaking from their subconscious.
It's just because of what we were told was going on.
I do have proof of them saying that they will make sure that...
We just went ahead and moved out. We didn't want to make too big of a mess, so we did move out.
Showing that we don't owe them anything. We let them move in, and the same day they magically lose their job.
Doesn't matter. We'll get our justice when we return home.